If you've been around us for this last week or so, we've been talking Unstoppable Love from start to finish. Our album is out. If you haven't listened to it yet, it is incredible. Get into Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to music, and check it out. It's also on YouTube if you want to see the new video, and we've got more videos to come out. Unstoppable Love is our hearts right now. We are just saying God's love is unstoppable. We're in a season where we need His unstoppable love. And for a few moments today, we're going to go back to Resurrection Sunday 2,000 years ago, because it's Resurrection Sunday today. While you're listening to this, maybe you're listening to it just after, but it is Resurrection Sunday, and in the midst of all of this, God is saying, my love is unstoppable. And I want to pray that the Holy Spirit would just grab you wherever you are. So I pray, Holy Spirit, right now, wherever we are, grab hearts, grab attention, and allow us to never be the same again. If you're far from God, God is going to just reach into your heart today and say, come follow me. So we're thinking about unstoppable love. It's what an incredible term. And when I looked up the word unstoppable, this is what it says. It's like it's impossible to stop or prevent, or in other words, something or someone that can't be stopped. Jesus cannot be stopped. And in that day, 2,000 odd years ago, death was defeated, hopelessness was defeated, the grave was defeated, and Jesus did the greatest thing anyone's ever seen, resurrection life. He went from death to life in a moment, and the world was never the same again. And I want to encourage your heart that if you don't know Jesus and if you don't know the Lord, then He is available to you. Here's what Jesus said, and this is what Jesus did on the cross. Sin. Up until that point, you just couldn't stop sin. It was unstoppable, but sin couldn't stop Jesus. He put sin in its place and He destroyed it forever. What did He do with death? Death was one of those things that is coming to everybody. You just can't cheat death. You can't get out of death. But Jesus literally destroyed death that day. Death couldn't stop Him. The grave. Grave, again, is one of those things. We're all going to a grave someday. Don't want to think about this, but it's happening. But here's what Jesus did. He went into that grave and then He totally destroyed it. The grave couldn't even stop Him. He also, evil people. I mean, think about this. His chosen people, the Jews, were the ones that said the most, we should crucify Him. We should send Him to a grave. We should defeat Him. But even evil people could not stop Him. And there's that incredible line from the cross where Jesus turns around and He says, forgive them, Father, because they don't even know what they do. Imagine the worst day in His history when He's taken all the pain of sin and shame on His life, where the perfect one becomes the imperfect one for eternity. And in that midst, He has the right mind and the peace of mind to go, forgive them, Father. His love is unstoppable. And church, I got to remind our hearts of this today. His love is unstoppable. There was nothing that could stop His love. And there's nothing that can stop Jesus in your life if you would ask Him and if you would let Him come to you today. Amen? Satan couldn't stop Him. You mean, you got to see the face of Satan. I mean, that's not a face you want to see, but you can imagine in that moment, he thought it's defeated. He thought he has finally won. He thought he's finally overcome the precious Son of Heaven, and he was just completely beat up. He was completely defeated because even Satan couldn't stop Jesus. He was unstoppable. And this is the one that we're talking about, the unstoppable God, the God that cannot be stopped, the one that cannot fail, the one that cannot lose. And Jesus is for us today, and He's available to you today. If you need Him in your life, if you need a fresh start, if you need a second chance, need a third chance, fourth chance, He is available to you, and Jesus is right there. And so how and why? Like, what was really the foundation of Jesus? What's really the heart of Him? Can I tell you, it's love? Come on, you know this. It is love. The how and why of everything that Jesus did was love. What drove Him to the cross? Love. What sustained Him as He was going to the cross? Love. What did He come to restore? Love. It was literally all about love. You just cannot escape this. His love is absolutely irresistible, and He was unstoppable with His love on that day and ever since. He's just a wonderful Savior, and His love is coming for us. His love will not stop until He grabs our attention, and it is only us that says no to Him. He has made a way where there was no way. Jesus is absolutely incredible. You see, everything that God does is impelled and influenced by love. We've got to realize this. And Jesus' life was no different. And today we've got to remind ourselves that the love of God is it. The love of God is the foundation of everything. The love of God is what transforms this whole world. It's what transformed it at the start. It's what transformed it in the midst when sin was abounding. And it's what continuously transforms it every single day. Let me read you probably the most famous scripture in the whole Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. You see, right at the heart of everything that He does is incredible love, and He wants to grab your attention today. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I mean, this is the good news. This is the power of the gospel, that God would send His only begotten Son, His only Son, His precious Son, His spotless Son, to bring this unstoppable love. And literally everything that was stopping us before, everything that was getting the way of the Father's love. Everything that was preventing us from getting to the Father's love was suddenly destroyed in that moment. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is such good news, and God needs us to realize it today. Here's the two keys of life. Is that number one, God is working his love all over the earth. That's the goal of heaven. That's the goal of Jesus. That's what he was up to. That's the goal of God. Now, what's the other alternative? It's Satan. And his goal is to destroy the works of God. It's to destroy the works of love. And to destroy that love that encompasses the world, because he hates it, because he's been abandoned from it, in a sense. He left heaven. He rejected God's love. He rejected worship in God. And he said, I want it for me. And he got into this awful, terrible place. And now he's against anybody else that's after the things of God. And so his ultimate goal is to kill, steal, and destroy God's love. Everything else, of course, is superficial, but that's the main thing. It's to separate us from God's love. Why? Because God's love is the foundation for everything. It is the foundation of everything. Think about this. Your worth and value is built on a foundation. If it's not built on God's love, then it's built on a shaky foundation, and then we're struggling to figure out who we are and what we're about and what we're worth. This is why the world is robbed of its value and its worth, and why people go around just feeling like terrible all the time and wondering about this and wondering about that, because when you rob someone's foundation, you undermine every single thing about them. What about our identity? Our identity is built on a foundation. If that foundation is insecure, then our identity is insecure. That's why there's so much insecurity in the world. That's why there's so many issues. That's why there's so many problems, and people are climbing over each other to try and get to somewhere else, because their identity is insecure, because their foundation is insecure, because the devil is constantly trying to undermine that love foundation. But what did Jesus do? He was that unstoppable force. He was that unstoppable love that came to rectify absolutely everything. And he wants to remind you of that today. Okay, what else? Our character. Our character is built on the foundation of love. Our thinking, our actions, our mind, will, and emotions. Just even our thoughts. Every single aspect of us is supposed to be built on a foundation. And the foundation is supposed to be love. And when that foundation is not love, like a building, when it has bad foundations, every single department of that building, no matter how good it is now been undermined. It's lost its integrity, and at any moment everything can be out of order because the foundation is not correct. And Jesus came to rectify this. Jesus came to restore this. Jesus came to sort out that foundation once and for all. And so if you don't know him, you need to embrace his unstoppable love, and he will bring you back to a firm place. In fact, the Bible describes this like this. Are you going to build your life either on a firm foundation or a sandy one? One that's just always fading, one that's always failing? Are you going to build it on Jesus? Are you going to build it on his foundation of love? Because God is love. You see, here's the solution. We've just said it. First John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. God is here today, and he's simply saying this: fear wants to rob you of my love. Fear wants to rob you of a firm foundation. But I have come. I have sent my son to fix everything. I sent him 2,000 years ago, and everything has been fixed. But will you say yes in faith? Because perfect love drives out all fear. So if there's fear going on in our lives, if our foundations feel weak, if the building of our lives feels weak, then we need his love, because his love drives out all fear. Look at the word, and it's like driving it out. It's like casting out. It's tough with fear, because fear will always undermine love, but love can undermine fear. Amen? And that's what we need in our lives, and that's what we need to remind ourselves. His perfect love will undermine every aspect of fear in us, and that is such good news. And so I want to remind us, we're going to look at two or three quick things today about his unstoppable love. And the first one is, and we're going to get heavy just for a minute, is the punishment. Because here's what happened, Jesus. Before we have Resurrection Sunday, we've got to go to Friday. And Friday is a hard day. We call it Good Friday, and it's good because Jesus was not defeated. Jesus overcame, but for a season, for a while, it was very, very hard. The battle that Jesus faced in the midst of sin, the battle that Jesus faced in the midst of the enemy, was horrendous. I mean, the Bible tells us this in John 19:1. It says this: then Pilate ordered Jesus to be brutally beaten with a whip of leather strapped, embedded with metal. I mean, this is crazy. Could you imagine? Your back is exposed, and now you've got this whip made of 9 different parts. It's like 9 teals, and when the guys whip it, it's got bone in it, bits of bone in it. It's got bits of metal in it, and it's just out to destroy your just resolve. It's out to destroy you physically. It's out to destroy you emotionally. It's out to rob you of your life. In fact, can I tell you this? That research shows that many people that got flogged like this never made it to the cross, because many people were crucified. Jesus was one of the first ones, but many people were crucified over the years, but many never made it past the flogging. Many of them never made it past because, hey, just think about it for a moment. Like, what's the point continuing? It's there to break your spirit. It's there to break your body. It's deep. It's taking it right to the core. They reckon that it went so deep into you that it cut right through to the bone. So your whole back is exposed in that moment. And surely in your mind you go, is it worth it? Like, is there any point to continue? But guess what Jesus said? My unstoppable love will not stop because I'm here for a people, and my love is fully expressed by loving them, and I'm here to transform their lives. And I'm here to tell you and to remind you, when the enemy comes to tell you that you're worthless and you're no good and you're shameful and you're full of pride and you're full of this, you're full of that, and you'll never change and you'll always be like that and your past will always defeat you, I want to tell you that he's a liar, because Jesus came, and in those moments he had every reason to give up. He had every moment and every reason just to say, enough is enough. I mean, here's what they called the whip. It was known as a scorpion. I mean, when you think of a scorpion, you think of, wow, if that thing bites you, you're dead. I mean, this whip was designed to kill people. It was designed to take them and to tear them apart. And this is what they did to Jesus. But his love would not allow him to be destroyed at that moment. He said, I'm going to the cross because I am going to destroy something that was unstoppable because my love is greater. And his unstoppable love could not be destroyed by this incredible whip weapon of defeat and doom. But he says, I'm overcoming this. You see, most people were destroyed at this point, but Jesus says, no, not me. Greater truth was this: his love enabled him to say, I'm going to keep going. And I need you to know this today, that God says you are worth it, and I kept going for you, and I'm here for you. And if you're far from me, would you consider turning back to me? Because I really did pay a high price. I paid it so you wouldn't have to. I paid it because you couldn't. I paid it because I wanted to, because I absolutely love you. And this is the message of the cross. This is the message of Jesus. But when you hear that stuff, it really does. It starts to get under your skin, and you start to say, wow, God, did you really do this for me? He's an incredible Savior. Point number two is the crucifixion. But even this couldn't stop his love. Even this couldn't break him. Even this couldn't stop him from what he came to do. He defeated this as well. But it says this in verse 16 of John 19. So they took Jesus away, carrying the cross by himself. He went to a place called the Place of Skulls, or another name is Golgotha. They took him. Imagine this. This is Jesus. And they won't even carry it for him. They won't even carry the cross. They're like, no, you carry the cross. He's full of scorn. He's full of shame. He's being spat upon. He's being rejected at every turn, even by his chosen people, the Jews. They just want nothing to do with him. And yet he would not stop because his love was unstoppable. His heart towards us was unstoppable. And he says, Father, I'm going all the way for my people because I love them. We love them. I will not stop. I won't even stop, even though they are despising and rejecting me right now. I will not stop on this pursuit of love because my love drives me forward. In fact, I'm compelled by love because I love my people. What an incredible Savior. What an incredible God that we serve. You see, Jesus had all the power. This is what I got to remind our hearts of. He had all the power to say enough was enough, it's all over. In fact, he was challenged many times to do this by the people. They would go to him and they would taunt him and they would tease him and say, well, if you're really Jesus, if you're really the king of the universe, then send your angels. If you're really the king, then wipe us all out and save yourself. But Jesus decided, I know what I can do, but I know what I'm doing. I'm doing what nobody else can do. And this is a work of love. I'm going to lay down my life for my friends. John 15:16. It's just like a mind-blowing verse. Would Jesus really do that? Would he? Of course he would, because he loves us. He decided to do what nobody else would do. Here's what John 10:18 tells us. I surrender my life. I surrender my own life, and no one has the power to take my life from me. I have the authority to lay it down and have the power to take it back again. This is the destiny my Father has set before me. You see, what Jesus did wasn't forced on him by somebody else. No one forced Jesus to the cross. And this is why his love is unstoppable. This is why he needs to grab your attention today. Because sometimes you think when people do good things for you, well, it's just because they have to. Jesus didn't have to do anything. He did not have to do anything. He had full authority. He says, I surrender my own life. No one takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to lay it up. He had the power at that moment to say enough is enough. He had the power right on the cross to say, I'm coming off this thing. But he would not stop because his love was unstoppable. And because he loved this with his whole heart. And because he says, I am here to defeat sin, to defeat death. I'm doing this once for all. You see, nobody forced Jesus to do it. He did it because of love. What an incredible Savior. I hope your heart is already being affected by this wonderful Savior. Jesus is right there with you. His Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is moving right now in our hearts to convict us and remind us he is an incredible, incredible God. No one forced him to do it. He did it because he was compelled by love. Verse 18 of 19, it says, they nailed him to the cross. The two others were crucified with him. One on either side was with Jesus in between. But that day he destroyed sin. Verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished and that the scripture must be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. A knife full of sour wine, and then now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled the sponge with wine. They put it on hyssop, and they put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Wow. I mean, this is a brutal, brutal death. It was hours upon hours. They reckon it was about 6 hours that Jesus hung there on the cross. And finally then he says, it is finished. And in this moment, research and science shows us to get a breath when you're being crucified, you have to continuously keep lifting yourself up on the wounds, on the spikes of the nails. You've got to continue to keep pushing yourself up, even though your feet's pinned and even though your hands don't want to move. You've got to continuously try and lift your diaphragm up, because if you don't, you die really quickly. But for 6 hours, he kept doing it. He kept urging himself up. He kept driving himself up. You don't do this unless you're compelled by love, because there's no other reason to stay alive. You might as well just go. You might as well just suffocate. You might as well just let your spirit go. But Jesus all along the way was saying, every promise I will fulfill, every issue I will sort, every sin I will delete, every issue that mankind had, I will simply destroy it, because my love is greater. His perfect love cast out all fear. His perfect love sustained him. His perfect love drove him right to the end, and his perfect love would not allow him to stop, because his love was directed at us. And he says, I love my people and I will set them free today, and I will forever defeat sin. See, here was the sin problem that we faced. Sin could never be satisfied. That day, Jesus destroyed it. Sin could never be stopped. That day, Jesus stopped it. Sin always won. That day, sin lost. It absolutely lost. And if you're lost in your sin, then you don't need to be any longer. You can accept Christ. You can say yes to Jesus. You can say, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, I need your life. Jesus, your perfect life, your perfect sacrifice, I need it in my life. Now, why did he do this? Because to satisfy the wrath of God, it needed to be a perfect sacrifice. Remember, God created a perfect heaven and a perfect earth, and he said, you can have full dominion. It's your life. You just go and live it whatever way you like. But we messed it up from day number one, and we said, okay, well, we'll do it our way. And sin entered the world. And so Jesus had to come to destroy sin, because it was sin that was separating us from the love of the Father, and everybody needs the love of a father. I mean, if you don't have an earthly father, then you need a heavenly one. And even if you've got an earthly one, you need a heavenly father. Because your father, your mom can never be like God. His love is perfect. His love is absolutely perfect. But to destroy the works of sin, you needed a perfect sacrifice. And so we were never good enough. None of us are perfect. We're all, even on our best day, we're still mess ups. Even on our best day, we still have issues. We're still thinking things. But what did God do? He devised the plan. He says, I'm going to send my only begotten son because I love you. I love you. I love you. And the perfect sacrifice came and he died in our place. And so if you're far from God today, then it is time to realize the greatest news the world has ever seen, that Jesus died and he defeated sin and he defeated death. And then he rose again the third day. Sin had been completely defeated. And now his life is available for you. And I want to encourage you before we get any further. Will you say yes to Jesus? Will you say yes to him? His love would not allow him to stop. Hebrews 12:2. I just can't get away from this verse. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wow. You see, When we think about endurance, we think about, let's just get through this. Let's just get through this. But what did Jesus do? He put joy in front of him. And he said, for the joy set before me, Lord, I'm going to continue. For the joy of seeing people's lives transformed. For the joy of people that are lost without any hope. For the joy of people being able to turn to me. For the joy of people being able to be with us in eternity forever. I will endure this horrible thing because I can do it and they can't. You see, the life of Jesus is a life of sacrifice that says, I love you, I love you, I love you. And God needs you to grab this message today. He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. And He came to set you free. And the final thing is resurrection. We're going to get the Sunday. We're on Sunday today, Resurrection Sunday. Matthew 28:1, it says this, after the Sabbath, which simply means that Sunday, after the Sabbath. Sabbath was the Saturday and that's the Sunday. At the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and all and the other Mary went to the tomb. They're now going to the tomb because Jesus was died on the cross, and then they took his body and they put him in a tomb. It really happened, and now he's in a tomb, and there was a stone put in front of it to say, okay, we can't let this guy get out because we don't believe he's coming back to life alive again, but we don't want anybody to steal his body. We need to quell this rebellion. The Romans saw it as a rebellion. The Jewish people saw it as rebellion. They saw it as a war against faith. But of course, Jesus had come to set people free. They just couldn't see it. There was a violent earthquake. Verse 2. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, he rolled back the stone and then he sat on it. Wow, imagine this angel. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. I mean, imagine this angel just for a second. He comes down. His impact is so great. It's like lightning. It's just like earthquake. And he's sitting there and he looks like lightning. He's just beautiful in all his ways. And he's sitting on a stone. He's like, I've just done this thing. It's job done. Our Savior's coming back. And when they came to the tomb, look what it says. The guards were so afraid that they shook with fear and they became like dead men. The angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. But he is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. The greatest words we've ever heard. He is not here. He is not dead. He is risen. He has defeated everything. This unstoppable love, Jesus, he has defeated everything that could not be stopped. And now his love is the greatest love and his life is the greatest life. And he has defeated every sin, every form of death, all the sting in death, all the power of death. He has defeated everything. He has rose again. He is victorious. He is not here. He arose just like he said. Wow, what a Savior, what a King, what a Jesus. If you don't know him, it's time to come to know him. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, this is what the angel said. He has risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you in Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. Wow, no one beats death, only Jesus. But that day he beat death forever. No one beats death, only Jesus. We couldn't beat death. We had no way out of death. But here's the good news of the resurrection of Jesus. Everything that he won becomes our prize too. Everything that he won becomes available to us. So if you want to cheat death, if you want to get out of the sting of death, if you want to get out of the power of death and the fatality of death, then you need Jesus in your life because a life with Jesus is a life forevermore in eternity with him. Not only does he promise abundance in the here and now in life as we know it on earth, but he promises perfection in eternity forever. It's paradise. There's no more sickness. There's no more dying. It's an incredible time with the Lord. It's just bliss. It's paradise. It's beyond your wildest dreams. It's what he always intended for us. There's no sin there any longer. There's no fighting. There's no lack. It's all perfect. You just cannot believe it. It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And Jesus is right there, our risen Savior. And we get to be with him all the time, everywhere, constant connection. No more anything getting in the way. It's just amazing. It's absolutely incredible. So Jesus came and he defeats death. He defeats sin. He defeats it forevermore. And it is available to us today. So do you know Jesus? Do you know him? Here's what the Bible teaches us. If we don't know Jesus, then it's a lost eternity for us. No one can get there. No one can see heaven unless they're born again because the wages of sin are death. And death without Christ is a lost death. It's a death with Satan. It's a lost eternity. And that's a place, a horrible place. It says it's like there's no light there. It's just darkness. It's defeat. It's horrible. It's disease. It's gnashing of teeth. It's crying out. It's weeping. It's a horrible, horrible place. You don't even want your enemies to go there. It's horrendous. If heaven is paradise, well, this literally is hell in every form. What about you today? Please don't go there. This is why Jesus came, to defeat all of that. He just said, hey, would you come and bow before me? Would you embrace me? Would you love me? Would you accept me as Savior? And here's the thing. He doesn't take you into this life and then say, okay, work for me, work for me, work for me, as if he's a hard taskmaster. No, he invites us in and he says, here's the privilege. We get to work together. We get to walk together. We get to go into partnership together. And my life becomes your life. And now all your deadness gets exchanged for life. This is the good news of Christ. This is the good news. Suddenly we rise because he already arose. Suddenly death can't hold us because he's already defeated death. And suddenly we are fully alive. Before we're just partially alive, we know him and we know him forevermore because his life becomes my life. So here's the big question. Do you know his unstoppable love in your life? If you're a Christian, then you do. Then you do. But do you need to know afresh his unstoppable love? I mean, all of these things. The cross couldn't stop him. Just the beating couldn't stop him. Satan couldn't stop him. Life couldn't stop him. Sin could not stop him. The grave could not hold him. Nothing could hold him because he was unstoppable. He is our unstoppable love. And I want to pray today in just a moment. If you don't know Christ, then you'll come to know him. Bible teaches us that all we have to do is believe in our hearts. Believe in Jesus. Know that you need him. Come on, you know that you've made mistakes. You know that you're not right with God if you're being honest. Today is a good day to get right with him. And if you're a Christian, today is our day where we say afresh, come on, Lord. I want you to move through my life. I want to operate in that unstoppable love because I need to demonstrate it. I need to see it in this world. I need to make a difference in the world around me. You've called me to this place for your glory, and I want to be used by you. So come on, we're going to pray. Lord, I just thank you for every life. Thank you for every heart. Lord, I really pray today, if there's anybody who's far from you or has never been in relationship with you, today is the day where they say yes. I'm going to pray, and all you have to do is believe in your heart. And so I pray, Lord, for anybody that needs you. I know there might be a feeling right now of like, should I not? Is there a feeling of like, oh, I'm scared, I'm nervous? That's all perfectly normal. Just simply say yes to him in your heart. Say it out loud. It doesn't matter, whatever way you want to do it. But he calls you today, and I pray, Lord, you would call those that are ready right now to say yes. And in their obedience to yes, Lord, you would be faithful to save. Lord, I thank you right now for anyone who's saying yes to you. Lord, would you come, fill their lives, radically sustain them, radically transform them, make them that new creation, take away that sin, and allow them to be incredible followers of you in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now for those that know you. Lord, this is our day. This is Resurrection Sunday. Come on, we're reminded that our hope defeated everything. Jesus conquered the sin, death, and the grave, and he is for me. And if he is for me, who can be against me? So Lord, I pray for fresh zeal. I pray for fresh fire. I pray for a fresh love on us, that we will go out in incredible, unstoppable love, because we cannot be stopped. If God is for me, then who can be against me? Lord, I pray for your people. I pray refreshment. I pray healing. I pray restoration in Jesus' name. It's been a crazy, topsy-turvy year, but nothing has changed when it came to Christ. He's already defeated sin, death, and the grave, and it is available to us. Lord, thank you for every heart. Thank you for every life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.